today, celebrating our 25th year.
Yes, it is a good day to bid you a good day. Friday, all sides, or at least two sides. Maybe that's not true because Jennifer and I often agree. But sometimes there's a disagreement. And when there is, wow, what fun.
Conversation.
On the radio. We're going to take a shot at the news of the day. I don't like using that. Try to get on me when I say that. Take a shot. That's not, is it not politically correct? Not that I really care about political correctness, because I don't.
Oh, with all the gun problems, taking a shot. Yeah, I get
taking a shot at. So how about we take, and even I say take a look. This is
take
a radio
look.
Program. No,
take
you
a
can
listen.
Take a look. Okay, yeah. Let's take a listen to some of the big items this week. The House Minority Leader is a lady named Nancy Pelosi. Familiar with her?
I've heard of her.
Right. She said this week that the automatic cuts included in sequestration will have a negative impact on women. She had a press conference, said $20 million be removed from funds allocated for the recently passed Violence Against Women Act. $20 million out of a budget of $100 million.
You know what's cute then? She shouldn't have agreed to sequester 18 months ago.
Yeah. You think about that.
Everybody's talking. I actually had someone ask me at work today, well, what's going to happen if the sequester happens tomorrow? I've heard that it's going to cut everybody's job. I said, listen, this is something that they all agreed on. President Obama came up with it. The Congress voted it through. So, you know what? They wanted it so bad. Let's see what happens. And it's on future spending. You know, you've got to cut somewhere. You've got to start something. But the way they're making it seem in the media is that today, billions of teachers
everything
are going to lose
stop.
Their job. You're not going to be able to travel. We're not going to have any protection anywhere. It's such a scare tactic. It's so ridiculous.
It's insulting.
It is.
It's immature. It is ridiculous and outrageous that people have spent, they listened to so much of this crud.
Well, you can't avoid it.
No, you can't. 2% out of, $17 trillion in debt, or a budget that's $3 trillion, whatever it is, it's $85 billion. Think about it in terms of your own spending. How many of you couldn't cut 2% if you had to from what you spend every week, every month, every year, and be okay? There are few people, maybe, that are really tight. But 2%, come on.
And here's the outrage. These yetzes, I don't know if that's the right word.
Yetzes.
But these people that we have elected.
No, yetz, I love that word. Yetz,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But these people that we've elected into office, and this is both sides. This is a nonpartisan statement. I've made it clear. I typically fall on the conservative side. But, you know, these people that we've elected into office cannot
yetzes.
Put together a budget.
Yeah.
Get out. If you know what? If you're hired to do something by a lot of people and you can't do it, you should have to go. And we've got to start holding their feet to the fire. So I'm glad. I think sequester is actually probably the best thing that's ever happened
to us
in the last few years.
I want 4% cuts. I don't want 2%. 4%, and you manage it so that nobody is hurt, because you can do it. You know you can do it, you big four flushing phonies.
Cut some money from your friends that you're
right.
Lying
all
in
your
the pocket.
Pals, exactly, that are getting these exclusive contracts with the government. Time for this to end. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com. Much ado about this. It just isn't.
It's an important story for us to talk about, Doug, because you and I are talking about it in the responsible way that's not going to scare people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you turn on any news station and you see they show you air traffic control. They show you, you know, it makes you feel like today's like the apocalypse or something. Yeah. And, you know, if it is, I hope we're all undercover somewhere, but it's not because it's sequester.
It is the comments on this, it seems to me, and they've all changed their tune now that we've gotten to the end of the week. Have you noticed?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
everybody
we're
modified their stance, whether they fix something or not. I'm with you. I don't think they should fix anything. Matter of fact, I want them, as I just said, 4% instead of 2% in areas that are managed.
And all the surveys I've seen say most Americans agree with us.
Yeah,
they think
that's why they've
softened. We have to make cuts. Right.
Right. That's why they've softened all the rhetoric at the end of the week. Obama finally woke up and said, wait a minute. No, he doesn't have anything to prove anymore. He doesn't have to run for re-election, so he can try to jam through whatever he wants to jam through.
Yeah, but he has his reputation to protect, which is what he's big into.
Yeah.
And that's why you see him soften. You're right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, your thoughts, if you have them, 888-302-3684. Another item this week that has not done well in coverage from the duh department. One wonders why there was no coverage. I went to four websites before I found the at least coverage or some service to the gaffe. People like to use that. A slip-up, whatever it was, mistake. Mrs. Obama appeared on Good Morning America earlier this week. And they were talking about shooting deaths and that sort of thing. Chicago certainly a focus because Chicago and Washington, where there is most gun control in the country, have the worst killing rates. And most of the victims are black, and they don't get reported because the media is very racist. They cover whether they're liberal or not. The media is extraordinarily, we know that they're biased, but for the most part, they, print media especially, but some electronic media is as well. That's an old story. But this, the way that, I don't know if you know the story or not, Jennifer, she talked about the use of an AK-47 for some killing in Chicago, and that really wasn't the case. And so instead of just leaving it there and people seeing that she made an honest mistake, ABC decided to come to the rescue and edit out her mistake. In the replay of the conversation, they covered for her. And I think, again, this is the kind of stuff that just lays it on the line as to what really goes on behind the scenes at these so-called news shows. I'm looking now. Listen to these headlines. ABC claims Michelle Obama's remarks about automatic weapons were cut because of time constraints. Right.
Yeah.
Here's
a turnip truck. I just fell off.
Yeah, right. Exactly. ABC admits editing out gun gaffe on news story. Mrs. Obama gaffes big time media cover-up. And you look at some of the media, the news media, CNN, not one word. U.S. News and World Report, not one word. ABC, only answering questions when asked questions about this. So I think it's a reasonable conversation to have, don't you? Why would they do that?
And why would they just, you know, if they do it, they should say this, you know, this was edited out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
even if they're going to pretend it's for the essence of time, they should say what they edited out.
Yeah. Hey, big pretender.
Can I tell you what word I hate?
What's that?
Or I don't like? Edited.
Edited. It's hard because of the...
Edited.
They edited it out.
It always bothers me. And in this business, in the radio business, we have to say that word quite a bit.
14 past the hour, Jennifer and Doug with the news of the day, our take on what it is that probably will be conversational today. Help yourself. You can steal anything we say. You're welcome to take anything that we say and use it, and don't give us credit. You can be the smartest kid on your block. Having listened to us talk about things that are going on that are of note, here's some really important news, news about your living, the state of your being. Did you know that having good, clean, white teeth will get you a better job? You've heard me say this probably before more than once. It is a fact, according to any number of surveys I've seen, and not surprising. Anyway, common sense, forget about the news. Think about what you like when you see somebody who smiles at you. Jennifer is a great example. She has a beautiful smile, beautiful teeth. And so people say, oh, what an attractive young woman. And if she had yellow, stained, ugly teeth, would they say the same about her? Probably not. And that goes for anybody, any age. Let me direct your attention, if I may, to a product called Power Swabs. This is a clinically tested whitening system that actually removes stains from your teeth so your teeth stay whiter longer. And what's more, this is so easy to use. No trays. The annoyance of the strips and the stuff that you put in your mouth that tastes like you know what. No sensitivity concerns. Just swab your teeth with the whitener that is in. There's two little tubes, actually, you put on your teeth. And you put it on, and your teeth will be two shades whiter in as little as 5 minutes. So work on it for a day or for a week. You'll find the whitening takes place. Your teeth feel great, look great, and you're not going to be attacked by bleaches and sandpaper and all this other stuff that's part of what the other products use. Power Swabs works on bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns. You can try it risk-free by calling 800-865-7602. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you can save 50% by dialing for Power Swabs at 800-865-7602. Created by a dentist, available only here for now. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Peach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So, yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Here she is, a real lady and a real person and a real smart one at that, Jennifer Horns. That's a smart woman, smart person. I didn't say woman, though. I said person, right?
You Jennifer did. Whatever person. You said was very nice, so don't worry. You don't have to worry about being offensive with that.
A lot of hoo-ha. Speaking of offensive, a lot of hoo-ha this week. The Supreme Court and same-sex marriage. This is the challenge to California's Prop 8, which is coming up. Interesting, Jennifer, that according to the Justice Department, anyway, a lot of Republicans have signed on to support gay marriage. There's a legal brief that was floating around, and so a lot of them have said, why? And this is a question, a quick question with a quick answer. Why are so many people opposed to this? It's beyond me. I don't get what difference it makes to most people. How does it affect your marriage? It doesn't affect your marriage. I love people. They say, it's going to ruin my marriage. Yay.
I think they think it ruins the institution of marriage, perhaps. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, nonsense. All right, anyway. So, not spend too much time on that. A little comedy coming up here on the Good Day program.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Any One Direction fans here? Kind of appropriate, and then one older guy.
I love Rose Fennin!
At a One Direction concert in Scotland, a fan threw a shoe that hit Harry Styles in the crotch. Hit him right in the crotch. Yeah, then...
He's doing it wrong.
Then for the rest of the concert, he sang with a man's voice.
And a man is suing a hospital after surgeons removed the wrong testicle.
Wow. Oh, come on, J.D.
Man, I tell you, this has not been a good year for Lance Armstrong.
Oh, tough break.
Oh, man, I tell you. Yeah. That's not good.
He's so funny.
Mm-hmm. No, very bizarre. A British man is suing the historic Salisbury District Hospital, a very famous hospital in England, after surgeons removed the wrong testicle. Now, I know that's a horrible thing to happen, but you hate to see a fine facility brought down by one nut.
Yesterday, the Senate confirmed Jack Lew to be President Obama's new Treasury Secretary. Unfortunately, if the sequester happens, he'll have to be let go due to budget cuts. Actually, with automatic spending cuts scheduled for tomorrow, 300 illegal immigrants have been released from jail in Arizona. Or, as officials put it, catch you later.
Oh. You know, that is funny, but that is, of all of the things that have happened as a result of these budget cuts, this is the most cynical, this is the most diabolical, this is, there are some people who are talking about impeachment of Obama because of this yank. The most outrageous criminals that are illegals being released as part of, here, this is how we're going to get you because you're going to cut 2% off the budget. They're going to leave these people out and then chase them around after. It'd be very interesting. One reporter pointed out that there are, like, some of these websites that will be following all these people to see what happens. They stay in this country, whatever crimes they commit, and throw it back, you know, shove it down the throat of the people who made this decision. What a cynical, horrible decision. It just tells you so much about how these power mongers want to control everything. And you're the victim once again. It's just beyond comprehension. No, it isn't. I shouldn't say that.
No, it's really easy now.
Yeah, it really is easy. Right.
Sadly, that's true. That's
yeah,
the truth.
Yeah. Okay, so moving into what the ladies on The View yesterday had to say. Here, actually, they have some fun with a poll, Jennifer, that shows Republicans and Democrats have different preferences in tastes as well as in politics.
A public policy poll found that Republicans and Democrats don't see eye to eye on a lot of food issues either. Apparently, Democrats like KFC, while Republicans eat a Chick-fil-A. Republicans like a donut, while Democrats would rather have a croissant or a bagel.
Yeah. Really? What if you like donuts and croissants? So what does that make
sense? I liked Chick-fil-A. I like their. I do like their chicken. I've not eaten a Chick-fil-A, and it has really depressed me because I do like that chicken.
Why don't you just send a Republican in to get one and then wait out
for
it?
Yeah.
I'm one that I will abstain from certain establishments, from watching certain television shows if I don't believe in the corporate message. And once Chick-fil-A came out against same-sex marriage, in the way, as a corporation, in the way that they did, I will never step foot in another Chick-fil-A.
But you know what? I hate to admit it. I do like that chicken.
Right. Well, laughing at the conversation is one thing. Whoopi, if you knew how chicken was prepared, you would never
put another piece
of chicken in your mouth. Never, never, never. Whether it was Chick-fil-A, KFC, whether you bought it yourself
or cooked it. Organic chicken is hypoallergenic, sir.
Just don't go there. It is
or
just,
go organic.
Oh yeah, well it's not so. Part of the problem is how they're raised, but also how they're slaughtered too.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, you wouldn't touch if you saw what went on in these places. You'd never touch another piece of it in your life. All right, with that good news, it's the 28 after on Good Day.
Yeah,
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Remember all the outrage when the TSA began using full body scanners at the airport? Well, now they're quietly pulling the plug. And here's the story behind the story. Full body scanners became big news in 2010 after the failed underwear bombing attempt on Christmas Day. Beyond privacy concerns, the big story was that the backscatter technology uses small doses of ionizing radiation. In reality, you actually get more radiation from actually flying on the plane, but there is a legitimate concern over cumulative radiation. Even pilots were refusing to go through the scanners. Initially, the company producing the backscatter machines was contracted to make 500 scanners. So far, there are 174 machines in 30 airports. But over the next few months, those scanners will include automated target recognition software, which means no more full-body images. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Don't wait for your tax refund. Get your rack pre-fund at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you're pre-approved to buy any name brand flat screen TV, computer, appliance, or furniture set up to $2,500. Take it home today and pay it off in 90 days, same as cash, when your tax refund arrives. Everyone's pre-approved for the rack pre-fund. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Final amount of pre-fund eligibility based on available income. 90 days, same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
Girl, put your sunglasses on.
Put those glasses. No, actually,
good day to get
if you're wearing
gone.
Sunglasses, it's kind of like blinders. We don't want you to have any blinders on. We want to see through the smoke and the smog of news coverage by lots of various people with agendas. We want you to see clearly now, right? So yeah, put
the
on
rain
those,
is gone.
The clear glasses. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, second half hour of our news hour. The Pope is now officially in retirement. Pope is gone. It's now
the
Pap.
Pope is, yes, he's the past now.
A lot of Pap.
Past Pope.
From the papal residence. Now there is a team of cardinals that are put together to try to find a new pope. That whole thing starts.
I have to tell you, I know you probably think it's weird and excessive and whatever, but as a Catholic, this gets really, like, I don't know, it's kind of exciting to watch them go into their, you know, bunker down and go in and you wait for the smoke to come out, and it's just
excuse me.
Process. And hey, right. The good news for Pope Benedict is that I hear that there is a fantastic sizzler with a senior discount over in Vatican City, so he'll have a lot to do while he's enjoying retirement.
Go to the sizzler in Vatican City. That'd be a priority when I went to Rome. Check out the sizzler near Vatican City. Check that out. That's it. Next trip.
It is exciting, though.
The legal team representing all of these individuals, and by now, the list is in the thousands of people abused by Catholic priests. This team published a new report this week, Jennifer, in response to some of the comments that have been made by the Vatican. This is from the Center for Constitutional Rights on behalf of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, an organization called SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. This, by the way, comes on the heels of an appeal to the Court of Justice to take the Vatican to trial over its complicity in these cases around the world. Not just in our country. There are over 100,000 cases of sexual violence by Catholic clergy on record between 1981 and 2011. 100,000 cases. That's why the Pope resigned. That's not because he's old and because he doesn't can't leave. This is the whole hierarchy has to go down, in my opinion. If I were a Catholic, I would want to get rid of every last person who is in charge of any of the hierarchy of this church. There is no way this church has any credibility. The beliefs that they put forth, the things in the Bible, and how counter to those things these acts are, is heinous. 100,000 individuals have been victims of sexual violence at the hands of priests, bishops, monsignors. Who knows how far it goes? It is. I feel badly for people because I think there. I remember back to my days as an elementary student in Jonathan Maynard Elementary School in Framingham, Massachusetts, and thinking about all the, every teacher that I had was Catholic. Mm-hmm. Margaret Hayes, Alice Scipione, Barbara Summer, I can remember Mary Stapleton. All of these women were all members of the same church. They were all friends. And the horror that none of them are alive still, but if they were, the horror that they would be feeling about this assessment of their church. It is, and to think that the good people who have been the basis, remember that song from, I remember singing this, the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. Do you know that song? Mm-hmm. Ever sing that
sounds
song?
Sounds familiar.
I,
yeah.
I sang a lot. I loved church music. Love. But I stopped going to church because I felt that these people were all hypocrites. And so I can take with me the liturgy, the things that are good that you learn from the Bible. I can sing the songs and enjoy them. But, man, I wouldn't set foot in one of these places with these people, these phonies, who are trying to tell you how to live your life. How in the world do they get away with that? And you, as a practicing Catholic, whenever I go down this road, there's more thought to my mind. I just rail sometimes about this because it's so outrageous. But now, nosing around, I've actually spent some time this week looking at some of this stuff off and on because it disturbs me so much that there are so many people who are so good, who have such great intentions and are so helpful and mean so well in this church, who are set aside by the aggression, the sexual abuse, all kinds of things. And how the church steals? There are, I thought it was $5 billion, the stuff, the treasures that are under the Vatican, supposedly valued at $5 billion. I found out this week there are $14 billion worth of valuables and assets in the inner bowels of the Vatican.
Wow!
And how do you tell people in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, St. Jeremiah's? They had to sell off all their land to pay for the suits against the church because of a couple of the priests that were there. And in Wellesley, Massachusetts, St. James Church on Route 9 closed down because of they had to pay $260,000. Worth of judgments against them. They couldn't keep the church open. So now it's used as a parking lot for a car dealership.
Yeah, I will tell you that that is one thing that really bothered me. And again, it's, you know, a religion is never 100% perfect because it's man-made.
Right.
But what you have to look at is the message and what you agree, you know, what you agree with and that sort of thing. But when I went to the Vatican, not only did they kick me out because I was dressed in a sundress, but
yeah, that's important, given what they're all about.
It's amazing. The woman guard wouldn't let me in, but the man guard was like, sure, go ahead, lady.
Yeah.
It was funny how that worked.
Take a look.
But I did finally get in. And what I did, I looked around and I thought, wow, this place, I mean, gold everywhere. I mean, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
The ornateness of it, yeah.
Yeah, but what hit me is, you know, this is a religion. It's not a money-making organization. The point is not to have gold leaf wallpaper. It's to have, it's to help people and to help the poor. And if you, if the Catholic Church was trying to reach out to really poor areas that, you know, to, of the world to try to bring them to Catholicism and to God, they could maybe spend some more money doing that than, you know, decorating decorating. I mean, it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely gorgeous. Wow. But it did hit me kind of in the gut, like, wow, there is a lot of money tied up in this place. And you can feel it when you walk in there. It's really interesting.
What secures that more than anything, look at the pictures that will be prominent this weekend in your Sunday supplement, or ever there'll be some video, but not much because they don't let the videographers go into the Vatican. But you see some of the still pictures of the room in which the decision is made on the new pope. Look at the, as Jennifer just suggested, the ornateness of that room. Look at the gargoyles. Look at the decorate. Look at the pictures. Look at all of the things that she just told you about. And see, again, if you're a Catholic, how outrageous the amount of money that's spent to glorify and aggrandize these people and what they're all about. That's a sin. Talk about sins. What a sin when, as you suggested, the mission of most of the church is the well-being of its parishioners and helping those who are unfortunate, instead of the government being involved in all that stuff. It ought to be churches, and there are some churches that do a great job in this area. But when you see the complete abuse, and I know some older ladies who are running, they say, oh, they're so upset with me, they're turning the radio off because they don't want to hear it. Listen, ladies, this is your church. You can yell and scream at me all you want, turn the radio off. It doesn't change the reality of what's going on. It doesn't. So you want to sit there? I would, if it were me and I were in it again, as a matter of fact, I've been tempted to do this. I go to a Catholic church. In most Catholic churches that I've ever been in, they will ask for a moment from the flock. So people get up and talk about their concerns.
Really?
Got it. Yeah, you never had that in your church?
No.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to hear from, I mean, most of the time, especially now, they don't want to hear from anybody. But why don't you take control of your church if you're Catholic? Well, these are just men and phonies too at that. If you're a good Catholic, what does that mean? Why don't you take over your church? Have a revolution. Have it stand for what it really is supposed to stand for, not the aggrandizement of these phony, four-flushing men wearing robes. Now, to say that they're all bad, that's a mistake, because they aren't. But there's so many of them. I just can't get over it. I saw that first. When I looked at that number last night when I was putting stuff together for the program, I saw, 100,000 cases against the church around the world. Ay, ay, ay. That's 1%.
That's a lot.
Of the population of the church. It really is.
But don't forget, and I, you know, people may throw oranges at me at this point, but
no, they won't.
I noticed in my church, and I've brought this up before, we had a priest who was accused of doing some really bad things, and when the initial accusation came out, everybody jumped on board. Everybody that even thought maybe he looked at them a little funny, or some kids who thought, well, he did ask me to sit on his lap, he did, you know. And so what you have to be careful of here is that, yes, there are very legitimate claims. I'm not denying that. There are very, very legitimate claims. But then you also have to acknowledge the fact that an opportunistic society, people want to get theirs. And so, you know, I don't believe that number that you just threw out there are all legitimate cases. I think there are very many legitimate cases, but I think a lot of people sadly jump on to get a piece of the pie.
Then it also could be that you just don't want to believe that the truth.
No, I do. Look at, I just told you. I think there are many, many, many legitimate cases. I just know what I saw at my church, and I know that a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon after the initial problem came out.
These egotistical maniacs who think they have to stick with whatever the original papal decrees were back 2,000 years ago, just let the priest get married. That'll take care of 98% of the problems. Not that everybody who's straight isn't going to, you know, we haven't seen some examples over the years of people who were married, straight, whatever it is, doing some really awful, heinous acts. But for the most part, that'd take care of the problem. Right? What's the big deal about not getting married? I've told you the story about my former wife any number of times. And what went on? She was a nun. For 4.5 years, and she got out.
So you changed her, you devil.
No, I didn't change her at all. She was changed by a priest.
She was,
and that's
she was
why
done.
She got out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's enough. 888-302-3684. People in the news next here on Good Day.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
What do I, George Lopez, have in common with seven-time NBA All-Star champion Alonzo Mourning?
Nothing.
Well, besides a winning hook shot, Alonzo, it's that both of us have had kidney disease and had kidney failure.
And after receiving a kidney transplant, now we're both healthy and doing great.
The fact is, one in 10 adults in the United States has kidney disease, and it often has no symptoms. So it's important to know if you're at risk.
And that's especially true for minorities, since we have higher risk of kidney failure due to things like diabetes and high blood pressure. A simple blood test may save your kidneys. Failing.
Know your risk, get tested, and stay off dialysis. To learn more about kidney disease and its risk factors and about staying healthy, go to DaVita.org. That's DaVita.org.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I can't talk like that. Can you, Jennifer? That sounds like Clint Eastwood before a bad day. All right, it's a good day,
program. Hey, Clint Eastwood said he supports gay marriage, by the way.
Yes.
Just saw an article. Yeah.
Yeah, right. People in the news, Bradley Manning, Private First Class Manning, you'll remember, was the person who was charged with leaking documents to WikiLeaks. How many years ago has this been? Two, three? How long has this guy been in solitary without a trial?
That's like two or three years now, you think?
He's been sitting there rotting in a jail. Mm-hmm. This just shows you, once again, how things don't work as they are supposed to. Anyway, there was a guilty plea yesterday entered on his behalf, guilty to 10 of the 22 charges against him. So let's see here. He sent 100,000 or more documents of classified battlefield reports to WikiLeaks over a two-year period, the biggest leak of top-secret material in U.S. history. I applaud him for having done that. He ought not to go to jail. He should be a hero, in my estimation. Anyway, his actions were in violation of military regulations, but not in violation of federal espionage laws, so they had to throw out these charges, Jennifer. He still could go to jail for 20 years. I don't think he should spend a minute in jail, do you?
No. Mm-mm. I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. How many people have seen the video footage that was posted featuring the South African police dragging that man behind a police van? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
Oh, my God. The video shows the man with his hands tied to the rear of this marked police van while his body lay behind it on the ground.
Ugh.
The van speeds off, dragging the man along a street as onlookers shout, yelling at the police. The man was a taxi driver named Mido Makia, was dead, found dead in a police cell. This is internationally the number one reason why people, tourism in South Africa will drop to zero this year, as well it should. This guy was supposedly blocking traffic with his cab. He assaulted a policeman and he was overpowered by the police. They tied him then to the back of their van and dragged him around the streets. And Johannesburg, by the way, is a very progressive, modern city. So how they figured they were going to get away with this, if you haven't seen the video, I'm not going to put it up on our site, but it is, it's just so appalling.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Open house on ideas, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk. We take the technology that is of interest every day. There's something new. We all know about that. Technology has taken over our lives. So we've devoted these moments here on Good Day to ideas that maybe you haven't thought about before. The whole thing is to give you some information. So if you do get into a conversation or you want to know something about what's going on with a particular tool that you use, you'll have that reference point. So, without further ado, Shelley Palmer is here to talk about the growing trend of people using iPads to pay for items at various locations and stores.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the next time you pop into a store to buy something, you might just get rung up on an iPad. Square, the company behind that super simple way of using an iDevice to accept payments, recently announced they're going to sell what they call the business in a box. For just under $300, a company will receive 2 Square readers, which are little credit card swipers that plug into an iDevice, as well as an iPad stand and a cash drawer. Square will also offer a package that adds in a receipt printer for just under $600. A few months back, Starbucks made big news when it announced that all credit card transactions in its stores would be run through Square. With iDevices and mobile payments becoming more and more popular, Square's Business in a Box seems like a great opportunity for small business owners to show their customers that they're ready to succeed in a connected world. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Only the Home Depot has Glidden Duo paint starting at only $24.97 a gallon. The latest, boldest colors are coming to walls near you. And because Glidden Duo is paint plus primer, you save time. Bring lighter to the living room, brighter to the kitchen, and better looking to every wall in between. Boring walls can finally be shown the door. Thanks to Glidden Duo paint starting at $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we bump up your savings while you buff out your car. That's the Advance Advantage. Right now, when you buy any three select products from Armor All, Mother's, Turtle Wax, and more, you'll save $7 instantly. Plus, we'll even throw in a free wash bucket. Savings so buffed up, we're flexing our deal muscles. Save $7 instantly on select appearance supplies. That's the Advance Advantage. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
St. Patrick's Day and March Madness, these are familiar landmarks in the month that kicks off the spring season. Bobby Owens has more now on one less recognized observance this month, which can help improve patients' lives.
Multiple myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer that attacks plasma cells in the bone marrow. Each year, in the U.S. alone, it affects approximately 20,000 people. That's why during Multiple Myeloma Awareness Month, Dr. Nupur Rajay, Massachusetts General Hospital's director of the Multiple Myeloma Program, says patients need to be an active part of their healthcare team.
As with any cancer, treating multiple myeloma is a team effort. Patients should have an ongoing dialogue with their physicians and nurses to really understand and manage their treatment plan.
Dr. Rajay says patients who are newly diagnosed need to ask their physician three important questions.
First, which tests do I need to learn more about my specific case? Second, how advanced is my disease? And most importantly, what are the best treatment options?
To learn more about multiple myeloma and treatment options, log on to MyMultipleMyeloma.com. That's Healthcare Now from Millennium, the Takeda Oncology Company.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like Taylor Swift has a new boyfriend.
Another
this is
one?
Like every week.
I know. I need a scorecard.
All right, guy from England who's a songwriter named Ed Sheeran.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.